This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
I am absolutely delighted now to have thespian Daphne Kuhn, owner, producer, and artistic director at the Theatre in the Square, as my guest. She, together with the highly talented Vicky Friedman, also my guest now, have co-produced Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical, which has opened on the Theatre at the Square, and it runs until the 4th of May. Daphne and Vicky, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cherise. So lovely to be on your program again.
Yeah, Daphne, I feel like we've been almost talking directly but indirectly because I've had so many of your guests on my show, and it's always a treat to kind of see what your theatre is doing. And now it really is delightful to have you in person. So thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure because it's always different. And this time I am particularly overwhelmed by the play that we're doing and so proud of this particular children's theatre musical, which is an international musical, obviously based on the book by Jeff Hinney, that is an absolute hit. It sold more than 290 copies, and it was made into a musical, which has also been a hit. And here in South Africa, we have two casts, and I'm sure Vicky will tell you more about it. But I should mention, though, I am particularly proud to be working with Vicky Friedman, who's not only co-producing with me, but she is the director, and she is absolutely brilliant. Whatever she's brought to the stage, the choreography, the interpretation, she's worked with these two casts of children. It is an overwhelming feat, which has proved to be successful because we are almost sold out. This whole season has been absolutely packed with children and groups coming to the theatre, bringing this the page of the show to the stage. And that, I think that's what it's all about, adding so much for children to grow and develop. And I'm sure you'd like to ask her a few questions about the production itself.
Yes. So Vicky's also not a stranger to the show. And in fact, she's the second guest that I'm having today that we spoke during COVID. And I remember Vicky did Noah's Art to help struggling artists. And I remember how struck I was by your kindness at the time, Vicky, and how difficult it was for artists during that time. And it's so great to see the theatre blooming, you know, these years later when we were so worried it would kind of ever happen again. So Vicky, it's wonderful to have you back again. Tell me a little bit about Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Well, yes, just to pick up on what you said, thank goodness we are out of that time of COVID. And I think that the theatre is picking up and there's such a positive energy in the theatre world. And Daphne and I felt like this was the perfect fresh production to bring to the stage. It's modern, together with exclusive books. We have just, you know, really put our heads down to make it happen. And it's been an incredible journey. I mean, we were laughing because we've spent almost a year probably working on this production. People don't understand what goes into this. And the casting of these children was such an important part of it. We found the most extraordinary talent. And I, of course, love to be able to work with talented kids, children who are just, you know, inspired by the performing arts, children who are just really good at it. I obviously, you know, I work with children. So, but this was a real gift because these kids are going to land up, you know, on the professional stage as adults. And the development of the kids was an incredible part of the project. So we love the title. And I think that the show is fun. It's humorous. It's heartwarming. It's got such modern and universal themes that everybody can relate to. So that was part of the draw card to do it. And it's been a wonderful, you know, journey. And we're just so thrilled that audiences are loving it because, you know, you pour everything into it. And it's just so, it's such a joy for us to see, and to see the kids grow. You know, that struck me today. I was watching them this morning and just thinking, my goodness, how far they've come. We had 4 weeks of very intense rehearsals and a week of technical rehearsals, and they're now like well into the performances, and they have just grown through this experience of working with our professional creative team and working in a professional environment in a professional theater. So I'm so proud of what we've achieved.
We really are thrilled to be working together again. As you know, Vicky and I have worked together over many years, she with her wonderful Fame Academy, and they always have their showcases here. But we have been planning and thinking of what to do, something special that will grow and allow children to be educated and entertained at the same time, and not delving and going back to all the regular classic children's theatre plays. This is something fresh and new. And this really combines, as Vicky said, the entertainment aspect and the educative aspect. And it helps to with literacy for children by bringing a theatre, a lovely book that is so popular to the stage. And as you say, they have grown and developed, these kids, working in teams, their confidence levels, their projection, their interpretation. It's just theatre, I've always said, is not just a career to consider for young people, but it's a life skill for everybody. And I think that is what, you know, that's been taken by everybody all the time. And the play itself, of course, has all the themes that are so important for young people. In this case, the leading character is at middle school, and he's dealing and navigating his way to be popular. And it deals with friendship and loyalty and sibling relationships and family relationships, and on the way, a little bit of bullying. But it's in all a joyous occasion. And we are thrilled and proud to be presenting Diary of a Wimpy Kid for 5 weeks. It goes on till the 4th of May. We've had a lot of school bookings that take up a lot of our morning slots, but there are still seats left, especially towards the latter part of the run. And we also working with wonderful professionals. We brought on board Wilhelm Disbergen, who's designed an outstanding set with brilliant projections, and also Dale Ray. What an outstanding musical director as well. He's coached the children. You should listen to their harmonies. It's really uplifting and glorious to listen to and to watch these beautiful young people taking to the stage.
You speak about harmony and music. Tell me a little bit about the music, how many young people there are on stage, what people can expect.
The music is really catchy, and everybody who's in and out of here goes, oh, I can't get that song out of my head. So it's really toe-tapping kind of stuff. In the musical theatre genre, but very nice and modern, just easy listening, humorous lyrics. And of course, the music and lyrics are written by Michael Mahler and Alan Schmuckler. They are from the US. And we have, the book is by Kevin De, I don't know how we say his name, Aguila.
Aguila. Yes.
So very clever writing, clever lyrics, beautiful songs. And the children have just excelled in terms of singing it. We have got two casts of 16 children each. Oh my gosh, I don't know how we've done this. But we had 32 kids in the rehearsal room, plus our two professional actors, Sarah Richard and Sachaba Rampele. And they also just were an amazing addition to our show because they bring all their experience and their professionalism and helped us in terms of really getting these kids to the level that we knew they could get to. And so we created basically identical shows, two shows that are identical because the kids cover one another. You know, if somebody's sick, they hop in with ease. And but in this, at the same time, what I'm so proud of is that each of, especially the leads, bring their own interpretation somewhat to the character. So if you see one Greg, you will see a completely different Greg. They're walking in the same place. They've got the same choreography, but they bring two totally beautiful, different interpretations of the roles. The same with our Rowleys, our incredible Chirags, and our brilliant Fregleys. Those characters, we've got Paddies, and you know, and they work together beautifully to help one another and step in for each other. So it was a real challenge because we kind of had to do everything twice.
You can't believe how difficult it has been.
Yeah.
And it all looks so seamless. It all comes together so well. It certainly does. But working with 32 children and adults and all the people involved in lighting and sound and costumes and props, you can imagine this is a big production for us.
And Cherise, our youngest is 6 and I think our oldest is 16. So we have the 2 teenage boys who play the roles of Roderick and Joshy and the very a weird pop star from Europe, Joshy, and they also play Roderick, the older brother. So, you know, we've got quite a span of ages, but most of the kids are, I would say, around between 10 and 13.
I think that is the target market for this particular play and book is between about six and
12, 13.
And we have 2 to 3 shows a day, you can imagine. So it's a lot of work for all concerned.
It is absolutely incredible, and really I admire you because that is quite a handful of having so many kids at so many times, and just kind of like from my very limited experience of kids at school and plays, I know what goes into it and the kind of dedication that's needed from both the kids and everybody else around them. So it really is impressive. I also just want to say that the level of theatre does seem to be like increasing and increasing and increasing. And I wonder, from 2 professionals, do you ever feel like an anxiety about what's next? You know, does it always have to be bigger and better?
I think that it doesn't need to be. I think that sometimes a project comes across your desk and you jump at it, or you know, if you are lucky to have a partner like I have in Daphne for this project, you can bounce things off and she goes, oh, that's the one, like she did with this. And I went, yeah, it's, you know what I mean? But it took Daphne's insight to go, this is the show that both of us would, first of all, love to do, because, you know, you have to love the project that you're working on. You can't, you know, not be in love with it. You're going to spend so much time. These songs, I have to, you know, these songs have been sung in my head about 65,000 times, you know, so we loved the title. We loved the show. And we just had this feeling like it would work. So I think it doesn't need to be bigger and better. Sometimes it can be something new, or something different. I mean, Daphne just hosts and presents and produces such a range of shows here at Theatre on the Square, and there's always something different, always something new, and always something for everybody. You know, the theatre is not confined to just one thing, and I think that's so exciting about this theatre, which sits in the heart of Sandton here. And I don't know, Daphne is a juggler. She juggles a million balls in the air with a new show all the time.
Thank you, Vicky. But you're right, in a way, we're not looking at competition. There's a lot going on in Johannesburg, certainly with regard to theatre, and it's a wonderful variety at all the different theatres, which seem to be blooming at the moment, which is wonderful. But yes, we're looking for something fresh, something new, something relevant, something to which everybody can relate on different levels. And I think that is what our objectives are. And we share that same objective all the time, certainly for children's theatre.
And I think what's particularly wonderful around children's theatre is, and you say the schools are booking it out, is to create that awareness among the young people. I mean, I don't know how many times I've read of a star somewhere that said, I was bitten when I was, you know, 5 years old, when I went with my parents to my first ever theatre. So you never know, not only is the talent on the stage, but what talent or what imagination you can spark among your audience.
Theatre is just so important for children to watch and to be exposed to. There's just so much to it. Firstly, they can, in that moment, see a child on stage and go, I want to learn dancing. I want to learn to sing. Or I sing in the shower, but hang on, there's more. I can see a child that looks like me and I could do that. And what a beautiful gift to give a child to come to the theatre, where they go, oh, hang on, I'll buy that book, or I'll read that book. Now they're reading. Or, oh my gosh, I saw something in that bully, and maybe I'm behaving like that at school. There is so much in what a theatre production can present to young people that can open their minds, that can spark imagination. Even in our set, it is a very stylized set. So the children are not going to literally see the parents get in the minivan and go to school, but we have that scene in the show. I won't give a spoiler on what that is, but the kids have to use their imagination. They are not on a screen or watching something very literal, like they do, for example, in a film or a TV program or an animation. They are forced in a beautiful, exciting way to use their imaginations, and we're turning on and switching on the brain in such a beautiful, creative way. So I think we could probably talk for 3 hours about the beauty and the gift of theater and what a theater production can give to kids.
I think that element of imagination is so important and so strong. But most of all, as in all theater, audiences come to understand our shared humanity, and they relate on different levels to the actions and the themes of each play. And in this case, there's so many for the kids to relate to. But that shared humanity and developing the imagination, of course, is a great objective.
That's exactly right, Daphne. It's so right, because if you think about Greg Heffley, our lead character, he is quite flawed in a way, even though he's a very ordinary, average kid. And he's just trying to be good at something. He's just trying to be known for something and find that popularity. But we also love him in spite of his, I would say, selfishness at points throughout the play, because he puts his popularity before his friendship. And he has to go on this journey to realize that he misses his friend, and he sings, "I miss my friend."
It's such a lovely
song. And it's beautiful
song.
Because he realizes that he's pushed Rowley aside. And at the end of the show, it really comes together, and he realizes that his friendship is the most important thing. And he does sacrifice his popularity. I'm giving a spoiler away, but people know the story because we know that first book so well. The kids know the book. You know, when it comes to one of the scenes, I'm also not going to spoil this. The kids know already. They're already saying one of the bits. They know what it is before we've even got there. So the kids recognize it and they know the story. But what I'm saying is that they really identify in Greg, the good and the bad. You know, that's in all of us and the choices that we make. And how do we treat our friends? And are we nice to them? And do we put ourselves first all the time?
And I think that's why that book series is so popular. Not for nothing. There's so much in it. It's not just a little flimsy story for kids. There's a lot in it. And everybody leaves the theatre totally uplifted because it's so heartwarming. And of course, entertaining at the same time.
It sounds absolutely amazing. I always say that what the arts give us ordinary people is the ability to express what we feel but aren't able always to articulate. So I think that really is the role of the arts, and it sounds like this show particularly is able to do it. I'm going to give the details. So it is on already, and it goes until the 4th of May. Tickets are directly through web tickets, or I know you can always find the theatre. Shall I give those numbers? 011-883-8606. And you're also doing school bookings, group bookings. It's school holidays, yes. Looking for something to do with the kids. It sounds like an absolute meaningful and entertaining hour and a half, is it?
Hour. It's just 60 minutes.
Just 1 hour. Just 1 hour of pure and utter escapism. Anything else you'd like to say in terms of details?
No, I think we've covered it all, and I think we just wanted
we
to be able to tell you all these things for your listeners, and we encourage all the listeners of Chai FM to come. We've had tons of kids walking out, uplifted, as I've said, and just tell them all we've still got a few more weeks, even though bookings are pretty heavy. They, of course, we're adding in shows. We're very excited, and we want everybody to see this very special production.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Vicky Friedman and Daphne Kuhn, talking about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical, on at the Theatre at the Square.